Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Archive Sessions. I'm Dylan Carrillo. We're glad you've decided to spend some time with us because today marks the beginning of what we believe is going to be an incredible journey. If you've been following us on Facebook or visited our website, you've probably heard the name The Messiah Files, but if this is your very first visit, welcome. You're joining us at the very beginning. Over the past several months, we've been working with an organization known as the TRC Research Center. Their mission is simple: collect historical records, preserve them, study them, and whenever possible, share them with the public. Now that sounds straightforward enough, until you start opening the boxes. Inside those boxes are journals, old maps, handwritten notes, newspaper clippings, photographs, tape recordings, witness statements, and documents collected over more than 100 years. Some of those documents tell perfectly ordinary stories. Others, well, let's just say they raise a lot of questions. Questions about people who may never have existed. Questions about places that don't appear on any map. Questions about symbols that seem to appear in the desert without explanation. And one name that appears over and over again, Captain Elias Voss. When we first started helping organize this material, we assumed we'd be sorting through old local history. Instead, we found ourselves asking questions we never expected. Who was Captain Voss? Who keeps sending documents signed only TOX? Why do so many independent stories seem to point toward Messiah? And why are people today still talking about events that supposedly happened generations ago? Now, let me be very clear about something. We are not here to convince anyone that every story in these files is true. In fact, many of them probably aren't. Some reports conflict with one another. Some may simply be legends. Others may have grown over time, as stories often do. But some are surprisingly difficult to explain. That's why we're here, to investigate, not to sensationalize, not to tell you what to believe, but to examine the evidence and ask honest questions. Along the way, you'll meet an interesting group of people. You'll hear reports from Elena Vargas, our research analyst, whose job is to examine the historical record. You'll hear from Theodore Ray Mercer, or TRM, who has spent more than 60 years quietly collecting stories, documents, and memories connected to these mysteries. You'll meet investigative journalist TJ Clayton, who has made it his mission to challenge every assumption and test every piece of evidence we uncover. And every now and then, you'll hear voices from the archive itself. Old recordings, recovered journals, letters, and perhaps even messages from people whose identities remain unknown. One of those unknown individuals calls himself Tox. Who or what Tox really is remains one of the biggest mysteries we face. If you've already downloaded our free starter archive, you've had a chance to meet many of these people and see some of the documents we'll be discussing. If you haven't, I'd encourage you to visit themessiahfiles.com after today's program and download your free copy. It's the perfect place to begin your own investigation. As we move forward, I want you to think of yourself as part of our research team. You don't have to agree with our conclusions. In fact, sometimes we don't agree with each other. That's healthy. Every week we'll bring you new evidence, new reports, new discoveries. Sometimes we'll answer a question. More often, we'll uncover two or three new ones because that's how real investigations work. They don't move in straight lines. They wander. They surprise you. Sometimes they even change the questions you thought you were asking. Today is the first step. We'll introduce you to the people behind the Messiah Files, explain what this archive really is, and begin exploring the mysteries that have kept researchers fascinated for generations. Thank you for joining us. Let's open the archive. Our first report comes from Elena Vargas, who has spent countless hours organizing and studying these historical records. We asked Elena to answer one simple question. What are the Messiah Files?
Thank you, Dylan. One of the questions I hear more than any other is surprisingly simple. What exactly are the Messiah Files? The answer is both straightforward and complicated. The Messiah Files are not a single book, a single journal, or one collection of documents. They are an archive assembled over more than 100 years by many different people, most of whom never knew one another. Within that archive are journals, maps, handwritten notes, photographs, newspaper clippings, letters, witness statements, audio recordings, and personal observations. Some are carefully documented. Others are little more than stories told from one generation to the next. Some may be completely accurate. Some may contain only fragments of the truth. And some may simply be legends that grew larger every time they were repeated. Our responsibility at the TRC Research Center is not to tell you what to believe. Our responsibility is to preserve these materials, study them, and present them as honestly as possible. Much of what we know begins here, in and around the historic community of Mesilla, New Mexico. For more than a century, unusual events have been reported throughout this region. People have described mysterious symbols appearing in the desert, unexplained disappearances, strange lights, unidentified travelers, forgotten maps, and one name that seems to appear over and over again. Captain Elias Voss. Who he was remains one of the central questions of our investigation. Some records describe him as a military officer. Others suggest he was an explorer. Still others claim he came from somewhere beyond our understanding. At this point, none of those claims have been verified. What we do know is that his name appears in documents spanning an extraordinary period of time. Another important figure in the archive is Sheriff Tomas Ortega. His journals contain some of the earliest known references to unusual activity in the desert surrounding Mesilla. Working alongside him was Father Miguel Serrano, whose personal letters often describe events he struggled to explain through ordinary means. Years later, Lawrence Jackson entered the story. A publisher and storyteller, Jackson transformed many of the strange tales circulating around Mesilla into comic books and fictional adventures. Whether those stories were inspired by actual events or simply creative imagination remains open to debate. Today, those comics have become valuable historical clues in their own right. As the decades passed, more people quietly added to the archive. Some contributed photographs. Others supplied maps. Still others left anonymous reports. One mysterious source identified only as Talks has provided researchers with a remarkable collection of documents whose true origins remain unknown. And then there are individuals like Theodore Ray Mercer. For more than 60 years, Mr. Mercer quietly collected stories, interviews, and historical records connected to these mysteries. Without his dedication, much of this material might have disappeared forever. Today, that work continues through the TRC Research Center. Every document we receive is carefully cataloged. Every report is compared with earlier records. Every witness account is evaluated. Sometimes new discoveries support older stories. Sometimes they contradict them. That is simply part of responsible research. It is important to remember that not everything contained within the Mesilla files should be accepted as historical fact. Many reports remain unverified. Others conflict with one another. Our archive preserves the evidence. It does not guarantee the conclusions. Perhaps the best way to think about the Mesilla files is as a giant puzzle. Thousands of individual pieces, some clearly fit together. Others appear to belong somewhere else entirely, and many pieces are still missing. With every recovered journal, every newly discovered photograph, every recording, and every witness willing to share a story, that puzzle becomes just a little clearer, whether it ultimately reveals forgotten history, a collection of remarkable legends, or something far more extraordinary, remains to be seen. One thing is certain. The archive continues to grow, and so does our understanding. Thank you for joining us, I'm Elena Vargas, research analyst for the TRC Research Center. The investigation has only just begun.
Thank you, Elena. That was an excellent overview of the Mesilla files and the remarkable collection of documents, journals, photographs, and recordings that continue to shape our investigation. As you've heard today, we've only scratched the surface. Every document seems to lead to another question, and every answer uncovers another mystery. That brings us to the end of part one of this archive session. In part two, we'll hear from Theodore Ray Mercer, who will share how his personal journey into the Mesilla files began more than 60 years ago. Then, investigative journalist T.J. Clayton will examine the evidence itself, what we know, what we don't know, and how the TRC Research Center separates documented facts from rumor and speculation. If you've enjoyed part one, we hope you'll continue the investigation with us. I'm Dylan Carrillo. We'll see you in part two of the archive sessions. The records have been preserved. The investigation continues.